Appreciate you joining us here for the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. A reminder that our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, where I'll get your calls after the bottom of the hour, is brought to you by Geico. Quick way you can save money, make the switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. So, today, Duke and Michigan State, David Gardner will be there for Bleacher Report. David joins us now on the show. So, David, is there any other sport where we talk, always seem to talk first about the coaches and not the players?
That's an interesting question. I mean, certainly year over year, you recognize the coaches more, especially college basketball. It's so transient. The players change over every single year with all the one-and-done guys, the stars that people pay attention to. It happens in college football, too, where we obsess over Nick Saban and Jim Harbaugh and people like that. But especially in college basketball, it's about the coaches and the personalities, for sure.
Oh, so if it's about the players today, if we keep it about the players, when Duke and Michigan State play, does Michigan State have the athletes to be able to frustrate Duke, make Duke uncomfortable? Because we've seen Duke survive a couple of games where, man, it looked like they were on the ropes and about to be knocked out.
Games in a row where Duke has had a chance, the team playing Duke has had a chance to beat them with a buzzer beater. In terms of the athletes, I think what, you know, Michigan State has is Cassius Winston. He's one of the best point guards in the country. In a year without Zion Williamson, you'd be talking about him as a National Player of the Year contender. You know, they would have loved to have had, you know, somebody like Josh Langford in this game. But what they have is really experienced and disciplined basketball players. You look at a guy like Xavier Tillman, who's a sophomore, a big man for them. He stepped in and he made a huge impact when Nick Ward got injured, or like a guy like Aaron Henry. He was a top-level recruit, and you saw the way he shot the basketball. He drove the basketball in their last game in the Sweet 16. So they certainly have enough talent. This is not a scrubs team, and they're also really well-coached, and they match up well with Duke in a lot of different ways. They shoot the three well. They defend inside well. Those are the things you need to do to beat Duke. I think Michigan State is going to give Duke a heck of a basketball game tonight.
Now, obviously, Bruce Pearl is in the news now with a chance to go to the Final Four, and it's impossible to talk about Bruce Pearl and just talk about his exquisite coaching. It's his spotty resume of getting into trouble and cutting corners and things like that. How does that story get balanced out in the coverage of the event? Because I guarantee you the TV analysts won't mention it. That'll just be a love fest for Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, I think you have to have your eyes wide open. Really, with almost any college basketball program, I think what the FBI investigation showed is that this is a widespread problem. And I think it's something that fans and, you know, certainly wide-eyed, open reporters had suspected for a long time, that college basketball recruiting is something of a cesspool. And really, with the way the FBI investigation played out and with the way the NCAA works, it's no surprise to see coaches turn to questionable methods to attract top talent, because it doesn't seem to be a huge penalty for anyone.
So when we discuss the game with Auburn and Kentucky, so the SEC gets their guaranteed spot into the Final Four, a dangerous spot for Kentucky, or do you think that Auburn's been on this sort of crazy run? If Kentucky can defend the three, right? I mean, and they should have the length and the athleticism to do it. They should have a great chance to win, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I did not see Auburn coming against UNC in the way that they did. I did not expect them to run UNC off the court in the second half of their Sweet 16 game.
That was amazing.
And impressive. You know, impressive is not enough of a word of a performance for what they did. You know, UNC was clearly one of the three best teams in the country. They are so athletic and they're so tough to beat, and Auburn just totally outclassed them in that game. I think if you're Kentucky, the thing that you're nervous about is the rule of threes, which happens in seasons all the time. It's really hard to beat the same team three times in the same season. Now, Kentucky, you know, you feel good about yourself because the last time you played Auburn, you absolutely smoked them. It was 80-53 in February 23rd, which wasn't that long ago. The other thing, if you're Kentucky, that you're worried about is P.J. Washington going to be fully ready to go? You saw he was hobbled in the Sweet 16 game. It was enough to get them by. Will it be enough to get them into the Final Four? That's the question going into tonight's game for them.
All right, we were there last summer on a little family vacation. We spent three nights in D.C. How much have you enjoyed it? I mean, isn't it great hanging out in D.C.?
It's a wonderful city, and the cherry blossoms are in almost in super bloom. Monday is when the cherry blossoms are coming up. I'm sure your listeners will want to hear my visitor's guide to D.C.
Yeah. They hated mine too. It's awesome. I love. We couldn't get over how awesome it was. It was so much fun. We had such a great time.
On the East Coast. Forget about that. Great. It's beautiful here.
I'm a
who likes humidity, so it's good to go for me.
Yeah. While you're there, get some of the swamp drain for us, if you would. Thanks, David. We'll be following on Bleacher Report. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. I appreciate it, John.